But I keep thinking that maybe what we ought to do is make the point that we made in Stardance, that here on Earth you're a retired dancer. In space, you're not.
Oh, I realize that. I'm talking about the biases of the visual eye.
Yeah.
And the media today persists on having women be only, you know, they have to be under 40 to be in a film.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just that's sort of irrelevant. I'm just talking about today's societal biases, and they've ever it's ever been thus that women over 50 are not.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll only have female astronauts in swimsuits in about 5 years. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. Well, Jeannie emotionally gave up hope of going herself when the Challenger exploded, and at this point, we don't cherish any realistic hope that either of us is ever going to get to orbit. We just hope that someday a dancer will, and that maybe when they do, they might remember us.
Jeannie, one more question regarding the dance you performed. You said it was 20 minutes long, and the last couple of minutes, it seemed that you were actually weightless. Tell me, do you have a clear picture of what it would mean to dance in zero G? Do you think it would still surprise you if you could actually do it, or do you think you have it really clear in your mind?
Both. I think I'm arrogant enough to believe that kinesthetically I would not be surprised by it, but I know I would be surprised by it. I'm not so. I know that I would be surprised by the feeling, you know, by the actual experience of it. It would happen.
But I also know that having thought about it so much and being a dancer, you would stop being confused by it much faster than anybody else.
Well, I'm not talking confused. Surprise is what he asked.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'd be confused. I really understand the science.
Yeah.
But I think anybody who did something so extraordinarily different or unique or new in that regard would definitely have an element of surprise,
no
matter how trained one would be. And they would put us through incredible training, you know. They had done that for the teacher.
Oh, yeah. But you can't develop a reflex by thinking about it.
No, exactly. So that the actual experience would be, I'm going to say mind-blowing. I'm sure it would be. But that's great. I love having my mind blown.
I think it would be as spiritually exalting as the dance that would result.
Yes, exactly. Well said.
Tell me, guys, what do you think about the American space program? Will it come to a halt? How do you view the public opinion?
Sad. It's so sad. We went 250,000 miles to the moon and back, 250,000 miles up and down. And now, from what I hear, we are only capable of going 300 to 400 miles up with today's current available technology. Do you understand? I can't believe that's what's happened. I'm in shock constantly by that fact.
It's the one future no science fiction writer ever predicted, with all our gift for guesses and extrapolations and wild possibilities. No one ever imagined that humanity could go to the moon and then get bored and give it up. That still continues to confound me, and I keep thinking that the moon must be awfully lonely now that the tourist season has passed. It'll be, you know, I hope it comes again soon. But as Robert Heinlein said, that when it does, the working language will probably not be English.